Dunedin resident Sam Simpson ran for Congress as a Democrat 2 years ago, losing to longtime Pinellas GOP Representative C.W. Bill Young. She intends to run against him this fall, though she could face competition for the seat. An unusual thing happened to Simpson the other day, as she tells WMNF a short time ago.
You mentioned I ran in 2006. I did. Got 34% of the vote, 67,000 votes, and with only $41,000 because we're grassroots. So we decided to do it again because the climate in our country is dangerous at best. But my website, Sam, S-A-M-M, Simpson for Congress, has been up since probably the spring of 2001. All of a sudden, I get a phone call the other day from somebody who calls me and says, you know, there's a website out there with your name on it, but it's pornographic. And I went, what? Someone has taken the time to put a website together with my name, but they're using only one M, Sam Simpson, for Congress. And it's like, oh my gosh. I look up at this two different ways. Number one is, how do we know who did it? We don't know. I have my suspicions, but I have absolutely no idea, and it's underneath a privacyprotect.org. We do know the website was purchased in October of 2007. Again, folks, do not visit that website because it not only is it pornographic, but it has viruses associated with it, too. But obviously, Mitch, this is it could be very damaging because if people hear me speak and they want to have information and they hear Sam Simpson, they might not know my name is spelled with two M's.
You're only able to get so much information to find out who actually created the site. Are you just going to stand for this? Is there any way that you can try to shut that system down?
Well, I'm working on a couple of different fronts. I contacted the Federal Elections Commission today, and I'm sending them a letter talking about fraudulent misrepresentation. I'm also contacting a lawyer tomorrow to see what can be done, and hopefully we'll get some kind of a cease and desist order. We know that this is sitting on a site somewhere up in Rockville, Maryland, but it's under a privacyprotect.org situation, so there's a few layers on top of whoever did this.
Sam, I wanted to ask you one question, if I could, regarding your candidacy here in 2008. I'm wondering if there's any maybe backlash from some Pinellas Democrats. You came out strongly earlier this year in supporting a Republican for president, Ron Paul. Maybe some people wouldn't take favorably towards that?
Well, there was a bit of a backlash. I actually was at one point in time very seriously considering becoming a Republican so I could vote for Mr. Paul in the primary. After about a week of counsel and some real gut-wrenching decisions, I decided I need to stay as a Democrat. And let me say that I support Mr. Paul's anti-war stand, his constitutional stand, his liberty stand, his freedom stand. There are many things I probably agree with about 70 to 80% of what Mr. Paul stands for. But really, I am a Democrat, and it was a gut-wrenching decision because I really wanted to do it. And then I had to realize, no, this is a compromise that I have to make, and some people wouldn't understand that. But I am a Democrat. I remained a Democrat. I voted in the Democratic primary. But I got to tell you, Mitch, it's not about being a D or R anymore. It's about being a human being. I mean, we are so far past political parties in this country. So I'm running as a Democrat, but I'm really running as a human being.